my bed, pull my cover-ups. I don't know if anyone else has ever felt like this, but I'd pull my duvet up over me. And I remember this happening a few times, and I would tell myself, you know, it's okay, because God has angels protecting me, and nothing can hurt me. And so this belief that I actually really believed as a child isn't necessarily the most biblically sound. It is true that God is with me, but it doesn't mean that nothing could ever hurt me or nothing bad would ever happen. But I had this childlike faith, and I really believed that there were angels like right outside my bedroom door, like right outside my window. And my fear, it disappeared because of God and because I took my focus off my fear and I trusted God and I put my trust in Him. And so I want to bring us to a story from 2 Kings, chapter 6, 8 to 22. So this is a story about Elijah. Elijah is an Israelite prophet from the Old Testament during the time of the kings. So when the kings ruled the Israelites. And the Israelites were the chosen people of God. So within this passage, the king of Aram, so that's another nation, was with war with the Israelites. But through God, Elijah kept knowing where they were going to be setting up camp. Like every time the Araminian army would go to set up camp, Elijah would say to the Israelite kings, he'd warn them and say, don't go that way. And so time and again, Elijah kept warning the Israelite king. So the king of Aram began to get frustrated, thinking, why is this happening? Is this my officers? What's going on? But the officers told the king that it is Elijah who is hearing the very words spoken in his bedroom. So the king sends out his horses and his chariots and a big army to go to where Elijah is, to capture him and to surround that city. So with the Arminian army surrounding them, Elijah's servant becomes afraid, which I think is pretty understandable. If I saw this huge army surrounding me, I would be pretty scared. And he says, oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? So Elijah the prophet, he answers, don't be afraid, because those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And after this, Elijah prays to God to open the eyes of the servant so that he will see what is going on, what is truly going on. So the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw around them, surrounding them, was chariots of fire and horses of fire all around Elijah. And as the enemy came down towards him, Elijah prayed to the Lord to strike them with blindness, to strike the army with blindness. And so God did it. And Elijah told them, this is not the right road. This is not the right city. Follow me, and I'll take you to him. And so they went to Samaria. And so within our story, understandably, Elijah's servant is afraid because he was blind to the heavenly hosts that were surrounding them. He didn't see the supernatural power that was with them. And he did not realize that those who were with them were greater than those who were with the king of Aram. But Elijah, however, he did not fear, because he knew who was with him. He knew who was fighting for him. So growing up, I've often struggled with anxiety and with overthinking things, with feelings of stress or worry. And I remember it would go through different phases. It would start out with things like I would be worried that the computer broke, or I would be worried because I was going to high school and things were changing. Or I would be worried that I would be under time pressure, and it would just slowly, it would be different things. And the things that I would worry about would change, but the feeling would stay the same. And so it wasn't until I was older that I realized that I was struggling with anxiety. So between the age of 19 to 20, not that long ago, but I began to get consumed in my worries. It became a cycle of me stressing over the same kind of things and going around in these circles and of overthinking things. And I would pray, I would often go and seek prayer at big events, you know, like when I would be at a camp or when I would, you know, go to a one-off event and I would go and I would seek prayer, or I would seek prayer for my loved ones. But I never had this like big moment that some people have of when they become healed. And so I began to think that maybe this was just something that I was going to be dealing with for my whole life, you know. So now a few years have passed, and I've been feeling much better. At times I still get anxious and I still get worried, but God has been and continues to renew my mind. Last Sunday I spoke about how God's love changes us and changes us to become more like Him. This is true, but His love also changes us so that we are free from our guilt, free from our shame, free from the sins and the chains that we bind ourselves up in. So for me, it's actually quite hard to put a finger on what changed for me, because there wasn't, like I said, there wasn't this one moment when all of the anxious feelings went away and I was healed. But for me, it's just became over a period of time through worship and through prayer and through leaning into God more and trusting God more. I was able to remind myself in these times when I feel anxious where I've been and the God who loves me and is trustworthy. So the song I've chosen to preach off today is "Whom Shall I Fear, God of Angel Armies." You've probably heard it before. So the lyrics say, "Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side." So that's the chorus, and the bridge says, "And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. And I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful." So I'm just going to show you guys a clip now from Chris Tomlin, who actually was part of writing the song.
The song "Whom Shall I Fear," I had this really interesting, towards the end of the record, the record's kind of finished, and it's kind of happened for me a couple times now in recording, where kind of some songs come last minute. And you know, I thought, man, I had this thought, I should really write a song with my friend Ed Cash. I haven't written with Ed in a while. We've written lots of songs together. He wrote "How Great Is Our God" with me and other songs, and I haven't written with him in a while. And I just sent him a text saying, "Hey, man, are you around? I just feel like we're supposed to write a song together." I get a text back immediately saying, "You're kidding me." He's like, "This is unbelievable." He said, "I just, in the middle of the night, my wife just wakes up and she said, Ed, I just need you to pray for me. I feel all this stuff, all this coming against me. And would you just pray?" And he said, so I started praying and kind of in the middle of the night, and I grabbed my guitar and I just started singing this little chorus out. It just came to me. And he said, I thought about that song and I thought, man, I should write that with Chris. Because now I get a text from you that you're coming. And he said, so when I hear this, I'm like, wow, I got it. This is going to be amazing. And so he plays me this little chorus. "I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He's a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side." And he said, "Now I don't know what to do with anything other than that. I just have this chorus." And so I started thinking, I just loved it. I was like, man, that's just amazing the way it's sung, everything. And so we started sitting down and started thinking, what's the song really about? And I started writing these verses, these lyrics, and so "Whom Shall I Fear" part, and the bridge, and all the things around it that really, but he had this chorus that I really feel it was one of those, you know, you can work and work and work for a song, and then there's sometimes they just flow through you as a prayer, as a, man, I'm rising up right now, and whatever's coming against me, I'm singing this back against it, and I'm singing this in faith to God. And that's one of these songs. I love it. I think people will find that in their most desperate times. Maybe we'll turn to this song. There's an interesting story in 2 Kings, chapter 6. And it's the story of Elisha, the prophet Elisha. and his servant is has come to him, and there's an army that's coming down on Elisha, and Elisha says, I love this
passage. So yeah, so the song is written as like a prayer. So we're going to look actually at some verses and take a look at what scripture says about fear. So Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So it's that same, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? That's in the song. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, so in this verse, Moses is speaking to Joshua as the Israelites are walking into the promised land without him, so without their leader that was with them. And he's saying, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. In the New Testament, in one of the letters, 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God is saying, put your anxiety on me. Put your worries and your fears on me because I care for you. Psalm 139:5 says, you go before me and you follow me. You place your hands of blessing on my head. It's just again and again through scripture, a psalm of David when the Philistines had seized him in Gath. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. And God, whose word I praise, and God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Because when we're not living for other people or for living for other people's approval or praise, we should be living for God. 1 John 4:4 says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Because his spirit lives within us, we are able to walk in his peace. Hebrews 13:5-6, the same promises given in Deuteronomy and Psalms are given to us in the New Testament. It says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Again, what can mere mortals do to me? So that it's not about having money or about the positions, about our possessions, because our confidence and our security is in God. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given you a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, of love, and self-discipline. Exodus 14:14, in this verse, Moses is encouraging the Israelites to not be afraid, to stand up against the Egyptians and to leave Egypt. He says, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. John 16:33, Jesus, while he's talking to the disciples before Calvary, before he goes to the cross, he says, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. So these verses, they show us that fear comes in different forms, comes in different situations, and comes to different people. But over and over again in Scripture, it's telling us that we do not need to fear, but yet we still do. The Bible is full of promises from God which we can hold on to in our time of fear. Just full of them. Like, this isn't even all of them. There's more. Like, of God saying, I'm with you. Take heart. And so the reason that I chose the song, Whom Shall I Fear, to preach from today is because it is a song of prayer. Fear is such a prominent thing in the world today. It's something that especially youth are faced with every day. But God is saying to us within the song and within scripture that we do not need to fear and we do not need to be afraid. And so I think if you've grown up in the church for a long time, and maybe you've heard this before, but it's a reminder today that because we live in God and because His Spirit lives within us, we can walk in His peace. And we can pray for those that maybe do struggle with fear, because maybe that's not something we struggle with, but I'm sure we know people that do. But it's not just whom shall I fear, but it's what. What circumstances can come against me if I'm with God? What else or who else should I fear if the one who reigns forever is a friend of mine? This great big God, the one who reigns forever, the God of angel armies, is my friend, is your friend. That's like my favorite verse in the whole song, that He's a friend of mine. And I think it's when we become His friend, when we go deeper into that relationship with Him, I think that's when this fear begins to fade. And I understand that it's hard to not be afraid, and I don't know the situations that you find yourself in. When I was younger, my parents would often quote to me Philippians 4:6, "Don't worry about anything, but instead pray about everything." So this wasn't easy for me, and I would find it really frustrating because I was just like, how can I just stop worrying? You just say, just stop worrying, okay? Yeah, I'll just stop worrying, that's easy. So it would really frustrate me, and for ages I didn't really get it. But now I further understand that even though praying won't necessarily make all our problems go away, it can change how we see things, and it can change how we react and how we feel about the situations that we find ourselves in. Because instead of fixing our eyes on our problem, we're fixing our eyes on God and not our worries. And when we are scared, we're actually given an opportunity to press into God, to lean into Him, and actually trust Him more, and to grow in our faith. And so we're going to end our service this morning with singing "Whom Shall I Fear?" And whether your fears are a situation, or maybe like me, you have struggled with mental health, I just really encourage you this morning to lean into these promises, to lean into these lyrics and these verses that I've shared. And I think it's an opportunity, like I said, to pray for others, if that's not you this morning. But I just wanted to end by saying Romans 8:31 says that if God is for us, then who can be against us? So yeah, if the worship team can just come up and sing. Thank you.